refugees fleeing Africa, trying to enter Europe.
那景象是描绘了一些上千的那个难民，他们从非洲要到欧洲去。
They had to cross over the Middle Mediterranean, many of them drowned in the process.
他们必须过那个地中海，也在这个过程当中有很多都被溺死。
And I saw the picture of that little boy that had just been washed ashore. What a terrible thing to happen.
也看到有一个小男孩，他的尸体被洗到那个沙滩上，真是很悲的一件事。
A father lost his wife and two children.
他的父亲失去了他的太太跟两个小孩。
He took them back to Syria to be buried.
把他们带回叙利亚埋葬。
And the father said, "There's nothing left for me to live for."
那个父亲说，我没有活下去的一个理由。
I have lost everything.
我失去了一切。
And now these refugees are trying to move into different countries in Europe.
这些难民他们想进入欧洲不同的国家。
I talked to my sister in Germany.
我跟我在德国的姐姐谈话。
And she told me yesterday that there are 800,000 of these refugees coming into Germany.
她昨天告诉我，这些难民有差不多800,000要进入那个德国。
They don't speak German.
他们并不会说德语。
Very few speak any English.
很少会讲英语。
What are they going to do?
他们要怎么办呢?
Where are they going to live?
他们要住在哪里?
It seems like in so many places of the world, there's so much unrest and unhappiness.
好像世界各个的地方都很多的平安不快乐。
There's so much confusion.
一大堆的迷惑。
And then we see even in our own country.
我们在我们住的美国。
When the Supreme Court a couple of months ago agreed to the fact that same-sex marriage was legitimate.
两个月前我们美国最高的法院通过同性婚姻。
What God calls sin, they call right.
神看为罪，他们说是权利。
And reminded me of that verse in Isaiah chapter 5.
提醒了我在以赛亚第五章的一段经文。
Verse 20 and 21 says this.
二十节这么说，二十一节。
Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes.And clever in their own sight.
以赛亚书第五章二十二十一节，祸哉那些称恶为善，称善为恶，以暗为光，以光为暗，以苦为甜，以甜为苦的人，祸哉那些自以为有智慧，自看为通达的人。
You know, people say.Christians should become more tolerant to others.
有人说我们基督徒要对别人比较有容忍的心。
But you know, God never contradicts himself.
但是神从来不违背他自己。
And when God one time says this is wrong, then it's wrong forever.
若神有一次说这是错的，那永远是错的。
The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent.
圣经告诉我们说，神非只会说谎话，神非人只会后悔。
When God says at one time something is so, then it is so.
若神有一次说是如何的话，那永远是如何。
And I think what we are experiencing in this country is really a problem of authority.
我们现在在这个国家所经历的是个有关权威的问题。
Who holds the real authority?
谁掌管了真正的那个权？
Just a few days ago, there was a very courageous young lady.
几天前有一个很勇敢的一个 妇女。
She was a clerk in Kentucky.
她在 Kentucky 做书记。
And she was the one that was handing out marriage certificates.
她负责发那个婚姻的执照。
Two men came and said, "We want to have a marriage license."
有两位男士来说要申请那个婚姻的执照。
She said, "I will not give you one."
她跟他们说我不给你。
They said, "Under whose authority do you do that?"
她问她你根据哪一个什么权利这么决定
？Because they said the Supreme Court has okayed it.
因为他们说那个美国最高法院已经批准了。
Under whose authority are you doing this?
你根据什么权威这么决定呢
？And her response was under God's authority.
她这么答复说，根据神给我的权威。
See the real struggle that we see here is rebellion against God's authority.
我们看到的主要的这里的挣扎是背叛神的权威。
And that is not a new problem.
这不是个新的问题。
It started way back in the beginning in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve.
从一开始在伊甸园，亚当跟夏娃就开始。
And as Adam and Eve were both deceived by Satan, they rejected God's authority over their life.
当亚当跟夏娃被蛇欺骗的时候，他们拒绝了神在他们生命上的权威。
And when ever this happens, there are going to be very, very serious consequences.
每次这发生的时候，就会有严重的后果。
And I want to talk about something this morning that is not an easy message to hear.
我今天早上要跟你们传讲的信息是个不容易听的信息。
But I think because of my responsibility as a servant of God, I must inject this warning to all of us.
但是我作为一个神的仆人必须跟你们讲这个信息。
The subject is abandoning the faith.
那个题目是离弃真道。
And we want to look at that scripture we just read in 1 Timothy chapter 4.
我们刚才读过的经文从在提摩太前书第四章。
And the first verse says,The Spirit clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the faith.
这第四章第一节说，圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道。
I want you to notice something here.
我想大家注意。
This is not Paul's idea.
这不是保罗自己的想法。
He was writing this letter to Timothy.
他写这封信是写给提摩太。
But like all of the Scripture, These things were written under the inspiration of the Spirit of God.
但是像其他的书信一样，信经一样，都是神所默示的。
It is God speaking.
是神在说话。
And so he says, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, clearly has this message.
这里说圣灵明明的给我们这个信息。
He says that in later times, some will abandon the faith.
这么说，在后来的时候，有人会离弃。
We are living in the later times right now.
我们现在正处在这个后来的时候。
If you ever question that, read Matthew chapter 24.
如果你对这个有质问的话，你可以读马太福音24章。
And in Matthew 24, Jesus said that in the later times, some things will happen.
在马太福音24章，耶稣说，在末世的时候有一些事情会发生。
And he tells us exactly what they are going to be.
他也跟我们讲到底什么事情会发生。
It says nation will rise against nation.
他说国会打国。
Kingdom against kingdom.
国万民会打万民。
There will be famines and earthquakes.
有饥荒，有地震。
And then he describes what else is going to happen.
然后他还形容还会发生什么事。
Many will turn away from the faith.
有很多会远离那个信仰。
Many false prophets will appear and deceive many people.
有假先知来欺骗很多人。
Wickedness will increase.
邪恶会增加。
Love of many will grow cold.
Love of.
The love of many people will grow cold.
很多人的爱心会。
So we are seeing these things happening right now all around us.
在我们周围，我们都看到这些现象。
And so what Paul is writing to Timothy about, he says, This is a sign that we are living in these later times.
所以保罗写给提摩太，告诉他这些现象，就是表示说我们已经在末世了。
And I want to point out this one thing this morning, and that is some will abandon the faith.
今天我想提醒大家的是，有一些人会离弃真道。
And I want you to notice three things here out of these two verses.
我这两提摩太书四章，一跟二节，我想大家注意有三件事情。
And I want to mention them, and then we'll talk about them.
我会提起，然后我们来详细的讲。
The first one is some will abandon the faith.
第一点就是说有一些会离弃真道。
And he is talking about Christians abandoning the faith.
这里他所指的是基督徒离弃真道。
The second thing.
第二点。
They do so because they're following.Deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
他们这么做是因为他们听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
They will do things because there's going to be demonic activity taking place.
他们这么做因为有邪灵的影响。
Number three.
第三点。
He says they have violated their conscience.
第三点是说他们违背了他们的良心。
That's why they are deceiving people.
所以他们会欺骗人。
Let's look at these things together.
我们来一起来看。
The first one is some will abandon the faith.
第一点，有一些人会离弃真道。
In other words, people will desert what and renounce what they believed formerly.
换句话说，人会。把他们原本相信的拒绝了。
In fact, they will turn and totally reject what they once believed.
他们真的是会背向他们所相信的全
然拒绝。Now, when we talk about faith, we can talk about two things.
我们谈到信心的时候，我们谈到两件事。
The first definition of faith is the substance of what God is teaching us in His Word.
第一个信心是有关神在。
It's the facts, the data that God has given to us that reveal all truth.
是神授给我们，借着他给我们的资料来显明他自己的事情。
And when I say I have faith, I say I assent, I agree with these facts that God has given to us.
所以当我说我有信心的话，我是同意神所显明给我的这些事实。
And the second definition of faith.
信心的第二个定义是
is the way that we live our faith.
是我们如何活出我们的信仰。
How we walk in this world as Christians.
我们在这个世上怎么当基督徒。
Are we really followers of what we believe?
我们是不是真正的跟追随我们所相信的。
Now when it says that people have departed, have abandoned the faith.
这里说了 离弃真道。
It usually does not start when they say, "Oh, I believed the Bible before. I don't believe it anymore." They don't, doesn't start that way.
通常不并不是说我以前相信圣经，现在不相信圣经。
It is more their lifestyle that has been affected and changed.
一般都是从他们的生活形态开始。
They no longer are able to live what they know is right.
他们已经不活照着他们所相信的活着。
In other words, they have violated their own commitment to the truth.
他们违背了他们自己对那个真理的认可。
And when they sin against God,
当他们得罪了神
then that sin keeps them from even being interested in the things of God through His Word.
这些罪影响了他们对神的话语的兴趣。
And in order to find balance in their life,They say, if I live this way, which does not agree with the Bible, then I no longer can believe the Bible.
所以为了要平衡他们实际的生活的方式，他们会说我不相信圣经了。
And so Paul is writing this letter to Timothy.
保罗写这封书信给提摩太。
And in this same letter, he mentions abandoning the faith.Seven times.
在这书信里面，他提到离弃真道差不多有七次。
Beginning with chapter 1 all the way to the last verse of of 1 Timothy 6, he talks about those who wander away from the faith.
从第一章到最后一节，他都提到那些偏离真道的人。
In chapter 1, he talks about two men.
在第一章他提到两个人。
Hymenaeus and Alexander.
徐米莱跟亚历山大。
He says they have shipwrecked their faith.
他说他们的信仰就像在真道上如同船破裂的一样。
They no longer believe.
他们就不相信了。
And so as he writes to Timothy, he says, Timothy, this is an important message you need to give to your church.
所以他写这信给提摩太说，这是你要传讲给你的教会的重要的一个信息。
And you know, we don't have to go very far to find illustrations of that thing happening.
我们很容易就找到这是离弃真道的例子。
Even one of Jesus' 12 disciples.
耶稣的一个门徒。
Judas,
犹大,
he was with Jesus for 3 years.
他跟随着耶稣三年,
he heard all that Jesus had to say.
耶稣所教的他都听到,
he walked with him.
他跟他一起
行走, he talked with him.
一起谈话,
he ate with him.
一起吃饭,
he lived with him.
一起生活,
but yet he walked away.
但是他后来也远离了。
Paul writes then about one of his own co-workers.
保罗也写有关他一个同工
Demas. He says Demas, who used to work with him in spreading the gospel, he has forsaken me.
他说迪马跟他一起同工传福音的也远离了他。
You know, when we say this can never happen,
当我们说这绝对不会发生的，
we must open our eyes.
我们必须打开我们的眼睛。
It is happening.
正在发生。
More and more, I hear of pastors, evangelists.Who are walking away from the faith?
我越来越听很多有关牧师跟传道人他们离弃真道的事。
And many times it's because they've committed sin in their lives.
很多时候是因为他们生命当中犯了罪。
And they know they have to make a change.
然后他知道他们生命需要有改变。
Because you cannot live in sin and at the same time say that you want to follow God.
你不能活在罪恶当中呢。
You have to make a choice.
你必须做个选择。
I had a good business friend of mine.
我有个商人的很好的一个朋友。
He was very actively involved in his church.
他在他的教会很活跃的参加。
And one day I called him.
有一天我打电话给他。
And he said to me, I have changed.
他跟我讲我改变了。
I'm no longer the same.
我已经是不一样的一个人。
What happened?
什么事情发生呢？
He had committed adultery.
他有婚外情,
and so he gave up his faith.
所以他放弃了他的信仰。
I have another friend of mine.
我有另外一个朋友。
He was raised on the mission field like I was.
他在宣教工厂成长的，就像我一样。
His parents loved the Lord.
他的父母亲很爱主。
He went to a good Christian college.
他上一个很好的基督教学校。
Then he went to seminary.
然后他也去神学院。
He was the same time I was.
我们是同学。
I just found out that he was married after his first marriage failed.
我最近才发现他第一个婚姻失败之后，他又重婚。
He had married a Muslim woman.
他娶了一个回教妇女。
And in order to marry her, he had to renounce his Christian faith.
为了能够娶这个回教的妇女，他必须拒绝他的所信的基督教。
How can it happen?
怎么会发生呢？
It happens.
就是这么发生。
You say it can never happen in CCIC.
你说在南谷绝对不会发生这件事情。
It has happened in many churches.
很多教会里头都发生过。
In fact, Jesus said, "Many will be deceived."
耶稣说有很多人会被欺骗。
And so Paul says here to Timothy, Timothy, preach the message because among those of you, some will abandon the faith.
所以他这里跟提摩太，保罗跟提摩太说，你要把这个信息传讲，因为有很多人会离弃真道。
And I'm sure all of us can think of somebody who used to go to church with us and now no longer is interested.
我们当中可能也会想到我们 以前跟我们一起敬拜的人现在 不来教会了。
And the scripture tells us that this is going to be one of the characteristics that we live in the last days.
圣经告诉我们这是我们住在末世的一个特征。
And it is a scary thing to think that this could happen right in our midst.
其实想想说这在我们 中间会发生是个蛮恐怖的一个事。
And that it could happen to me or to you.
在我身上或者你身上可能会发生的事。
Do you know a prayer that I pray all the time?
你们想知道我常常祷告的一个祷告呢？
Lord, let me finish well.
主啊，让我好好的完成我的事工。
And that's what I'm praying for you too.
我也为你们这么祷告。
And that's why I'm preaching this message this morning.
所以我才今天传讲这个信息。
The danger is there that some will abandon the faith.
有一些人会离弃真道的危险存在。
Now, the question is, why do people walk away from the faith?
问题是说为什么 有些人会离弃那个真道。
Verse 2, Paul answers that question.
第二节保罗答复。
He said,Some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
第一节他说，他们有些会离弃真道，因为听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
And so such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron.
第二节，这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
Now, listen to what Paul is saying here.
请注意保罗这里所说的。
He says they abandon the faith because they follow deceiving spirits.
所以说他们离弃真道，因为他们跟随引诱的邪灵。
And things taught by demons.
还有跟随那个鬼魔的道理。
Now, who are the demons?
这些魔鬼魔是什么呢？
Demons belong to those angels who rebelled against God's authority when Satan rebelled and they were cast out of heaven.
这鬼魔是那些跟随撒旦的堕落的天使，当他们那个违背神的时候。
And just as Jesus sends out missionaries to preach the gospel to other people,
就像耶稣他差派宣教士去把福音传讲出去。
So Satan also has his missionaries.
撒旦也有他的宣教士。
And what is their task?
他们的责任是什么？
Is to deceive people.
是欺骗人。
Now, have you ever seen a demon?
你们见过魔鬼吗？
Probably not.
或许没见过。
Have you ever heard demons?
你们有听过有关鬼魔吗？
Maybe you have.
也许有。
I have heard them.
我听过。
When people have asked me to come and pray for them because they had evil spirits in them.
有时候有人会请我为他们祷告，因为他们里面有邪灵。
And I've had demons talk to me.
我有魔鬼跟我说话。
But there are demons in this world.
这个世界是有魔鬼的。
And Satan will use these demons to come and even infiltrate people's lives.
撒旦会用这些魔鬼来侵入我们人的生命。
Now, you know, when that happens, we better be aware that we cannot resist Satan in our own strength.
No, 那发生的时候，我们必须认清，我们靠着自己，没办法抵挡那个。
Especially when Jesus says, "Many will be deceived, many will be led astray, and will abandon the faith."
特别是耶稣说，有很多会被欺骗，会被引走偏路。
So when we come into these later times,
当到这后来的时候，
there will be an increased activity of demonic spirits.
邪灵跟魔鬼的活动，越来越严重。
We've all heard about spiritual warfare.
我们大家听过属灵的征战。
A warfare that is being fought right now.
这正在进行的征战。
Between God and Satan.
是神跟撒旦之间的争
战。And we are right in the middle.
我们就夹在中间。
God wants to rescue us from sin and from slavery.
神要把我们从罪跟被囚得到释放。
And Satan wants to destroy us.
撒旦要毁灭我们。
So there's this big warfare going on around us, which we do not see.
所以这我们肉眼看不到的有一个征战正在进行。
But we see the effects of it taking place around us.
可以看到这个征战的影响。
Now, Scripture again makes it very clear to us what is happening.
圣经再度的很清楚告诉我们到底发生什么事。
This invisible war that's taking place.
这个肉眼看不见的征战。
Is a result of Satan who was cast out from heaven.
是因为那个撒旦被从天上被摔在地上。
He rebelled against God's authority.
他背叛了神的权威。
He said, "I want to be like God."
他说我想像神一样。
And God cast him out.
神就把他摔出去。
And with him, thousands and thousands of evil spirits or these angels that rebelled.
也跟着撒旦有成千的堕落的天使。
And God cast him into this world.
神就把他们摔在这个地球上。
And then Revelation 12 tells us that Satan knows that his time is short.
启示录第十二章告诉我们，撒旦知道他的时间不多。
Now Satan was defeated at the cross.
撒旦在十字架上已经被打败了。
He was defeated when not only Christ died for our sins, but when he was raised from the dead.
他当耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪死而复活之后。
And so Satan was already defeated.
所以撒旦已经被打败了。
But in the meantime, before Christ comes to establish his kingdom,
但是在耶稣再来之前，
Satan has unleashed his fury onto this world.
撒旦会在这个世界上尽量的施恶。
And he wants to destroy as many people as he can.
他要能够毁灭多少人更。
And his special targets are Christians.
特别的目标就是基督徒。
And so he wants to deceive Christians and pull them away from God.
所以他要欺骗基督徒，把他们让他们远离神。
You see, our real enemy is Satan.
我们真正的敌人是撒旦。
It is not ISIS.
不是 ISIS.
It is not nuclear warfare.
不是核战。
It's not world terrorism.
不是国际的恐怖。
It's not cancer.
不是癌症。
The enemy that we face is Satan.
我们所面对的敌人是撒旦。
And so Satan is fighting with all of his might against God.
所以撒旦就用他的权力来跟神征战。
How does he do it?
他如何行呢？
He wants to deceive people.
他要欺骗我们。
And how does he deceive people?
他怎么样欺骗人呢？
A very simple way.
很简单的方法。
He wants them to violate their own conscience.
他要他们违背他们自己的良心。
He says such teachings come from liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron.
他说这些撒旦所教导的是从谎人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了。
And then we all have consciences.
我们每个人都有良心。
God gave us a conscience.
神给我们良心。
A conscience is like a thermometer.
良心就像个温度计一样。
It's telling us when we do the right thing and when we do the wrong thing.
良心告诉我们，当我们做对还是做错。
And every time when we do something wrong, God speaks to us through our conscience.
所以每当我们犯罪的时候，做错的时候，神借着良心跟我们说话。
And our heart starts to beat.
我们的心脏开始活动。
And the blood starts to flow.
那血开始奔腾。
We know when we do something wrong.
我们做错的时候，我们知道。
And so, this is why God has given us that conscience.
所以这是为什么神给我们良
心。It wants to enable us to walk in a straight way, following after Him.
所以他要让我们能够。走他要我们走的正路。
And when we do the wrong thing, the conscience starts to beat.
所以当我们做错了，那个良心开始责备我们。
Has your conscience ever started to beat?
你的良心有没有开始那个闹吗？
Has it?
有吗？
Some of you sit here and you say, "What's he talking about?"
你们可能说他在想些什么。
You never felt it.
从来没有感觉到你的良心吗？
Listen, all of us have a conscience.
我们每个人都有个良心。
And that conscience is a very precious thing.
这个良心是很珍贵的一件事。
Now, but when that conscience is seared,
但是当那个良心被铁热铁烙的时候
，then it breaks.
那它就被破坏了。
It does not is not able to serve anymore.
那就没办法发挥它的功能。
Have you ever burned your finger on a hot stove?
你有没有曾经在那个热炉上面烧到你的指头
？Afterwards, what do you feel?
之后你有什么感觉呢？
You don't feel anything.
你什么感觉都没有。
Because it's numb.
你已经麻木了。
The nerve somehow got damaged.
你指头的神经已经被伤害了。
You don't feel anything anymore.
你什么感觉都没有。
The same thing happens in our lives.
在我们的生命当中，同样的事情也发生。
When we sin against God.
当我们得罪神的时候。
And our conscience starts to speak to us.
我们良心开始跟我们说话。
But we ignore it.
但是我们忽视了良心跟我们说
的话。And if we do this again and again and again,
我们重复的犯罪。
Pretty soon our conscience will stop being active.
过了一段时间，我们的良心就不发作用了。
And we have violated our own conscience.
我们就违背了我们自己的良心。
And when we do that, then we have lost all direction in life.
当我们到了那个地步，我们就失去了生命，失去了方向。
So this is exactly what Satan does.
这是撒旦所做的。
He causes a believer to start acting against his own conscience.
他使信徒开始违背他们自己的良心。
Let me give you a very simple illustration of how he does it.
让我给你一个简单的例子。
Have you ever been angry against someone?
你曾经对人生气过吗？
Really angry?
真的非常的生气。
And you won't forget it.
你不会忘记。
Maybe something that happened 2 years ago.
说不定是两年前发生的事。
And you're still angry when you think about that person.
你现在想起那个人的时候，
When you see that person, you don't have anything to do with him.
你看到那个人，不想跟他有什么关系。
Either they said something or they did something that really deeply hurt you.
他们或许说了一些东西，或做了一些东西。深深的伤害到你。
And that anger is in your heart.
你那个气在你的心里面。
And that anger has changed into bitterness.
你那个怒气变成苦毒。
You feel bitter against that person.
你对那个人有苦毒的心。
You wished he had never lived.
你真希望那个人没有。
You wish something terrible would happen to him in punishment.
你希望他们会得到惩罚。
But there's that anger in your heart.
但是你心里面有那个怒气。
Do you know what the scripture says when we tolerate anger in our life?
圣经怎么告诉我们有关怒气呢？
In Ephesians 4, it tells us that when we tolerate anger in our hearts,
以弗所书第四章说，当我们容忍那个心里面的怒气的时候，
we give the devil a foothold in our lives.
我们让那个撒旦在我们生命当中留了一个地步。
And our anger that's unresolved will create a place for Satan to enter our lives.
当我们不解决我们心里面的怒气的话，会造成撒旦攻击我们的空间。
And once Satan has a foothold,
当撒旦有个地步的时候，
it starts to grow.
它越来越占据的地方越来越大。
And that's why Scripture says, "When you are angry, do not sin."
所以圣经告诉我们，你生气不要犯罪。
In other words, he says, "Don't let the sun go down on your anger."
换句话说，不要含怒到日落。
Because if you let this anger simmer in your heart, the devil will come into your life.
你如果让这个怒气一直蔓延在你的生命当中，撒旦就会进入你的生命。
And that is a terrible way.
那是很不好的一件事。
So when sin is not resolved in our lives.
当我们生命里面，生命里面的怒气没有解决的时候，
when we tolerate sin,
罪没有解决，当我们容忍罪的时候，
when we constantly violate our own conscience,
我们不断的违背了我们的良心，
pretty soon Satan deceives us.
很快的，撒旦就会欺骗我们。
And he'll tell us, "Oh, it wasn't really your fault."
他会告诉我们，并不是你的。
Was somebody else's fault?
是别人的错。
You are all right.
你没问题。
Everybody else is wrong.
问题在别人。
And very soon, as you As Satan gets a foothold, he begins to deceive you.
当撒旦你给他留了地步，他会开始欺骗你。
You have already been deceived by sin.
你已经被罪所欺骗。
Now Satan deceives you.
然后现在那个撒旦欺骗你。
And now you deceive yourself.
然后现在你欺骗你自己。
You say I'm not really so bad at all.
你告诉自己我并不是那么糟。
Because your conscience has been seared.
因为你的良心已经像被热铁所弄了。
See, you're no longer able to hear the voice of God.
已经没办法听到神对你的讲话。
And all you hear are the lies of the devil.
这些都是撒旦的魔鬼的谎言。
And now comes the worst part.
更糟的是。
Not only are you deceived.
不仅是你被欺骗。
Now you also deceive others.
你也会去欺骗别人。
And that is Satan's strategy.
那是撒旦的诡计。
His demons will come and infiltrate the minds and lifestyles of believers.
他的魔鬼会来侵入信徒的心。
Their minds also.
还有他们脑。
And so when they begin to teach, they will seek to deceive others.
所以当他们开始教导的时候，他们也会欺骗别人。
I know there are professors in Christian universities and seminaries.
我知道有一些在基督教大学神学院的老师。
Who have been used as agents of Satan to deceive others from the truth.
他们也被撒旦使用来欺骗其他的信徒。
And when that happens,
当这个发生的时候，
Satan is fulfilling his strategy and his purposes.
撒旦正在完成他的计划。
So when that takes place, it is never the obvious thing that hits us.
通常这些发生的时候不是很明显的事。
Satan does not deceive us through people who are outspoken atheists.
撒旦不会借用那个无神论的人来欺骗我们。
Because it would be too obvious, we wouldn't believe what they say anyway.
Because 明显了。
But he uses people who claim to be Christians.
因为他用那些称为基督徒的。
Who claim that they are servants of God.
称为他们神的仆人的。
In fact, in 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, we read that Satan uses those people who are give the appearance of being ministers of righteousness.
哥林多后书告诉我们，撒旦会用那些装作仁义的差役。
They are masquerading, they are pretending to be servants of God, but they are really servants of Satan.
他们假装是神的仆人，实际上他们是撒旦的仆人。
And they will deceive others.
他们会欺骗别人。
Let me give you an illustration of that.
我给你一个例子。
A number of years ago, I was teaching in a church where I had a large Sunday school class.
多年前我在一个教会教一个主日学。
There were about 200 or 300 people in my class.
我那一班有什么200至300个人。
One Sunday, I could not be there.
有个礼拜天我没办法。
So I asked a friend of mine to come and speak.
没办法叫我请我一个朋友来代课。
So when my friend got up there to speak,
当我这个朋友开始讲的时候，
he started saying things that were totally against what Scripture said.
那时候讲的都是违背圣经所说的。
Totally the wrong thing.
都是错的东西。
And nobody said anything.
但是都没有人说一句话。
And he went on for several minutes.
他一直讲了几分钟。
My wife was sitting clear in the back.
我的太太坐在后面。
And she was wondering what's going to happen now.
所以她正在纳闷说会发生什么事。
There was a lady in front of her.
坐在前面有一个妇女。
And the more this man started speaking lies and wrong things, her back of her neck started to turn very red.
当那个人越说越多的那个不合乎圣经的话的时候，那妇女的脖子就开始红起来。
And she started shaking her head.
她开始摇她的头。
And finally she raised her hand.
她终于举起手来。
She said, Sir, what you're saying is totally wrong.
她跟她说，先生，你所说的全部都是错的。
And he said, oh, I'm so glad that there is one of you that knows what the truth is.
对，那个先生，那个男士就反应说，我很高兴你至少有一个人知道说我所说的是错的。
But you see, all the other people were sitting there.
但是那那其他坐在那边的人呢？
And they said, if this man comes and preaches something, it must be good.
他们可能在想法说，他带着圣经来传道，那一定是对的。
Because Hans invited him to come here, and he must be good.
因为文牧师邀请他来代课，他一定是好的。
But see, this is how Satan deceives people.
但是这是撒旦欺骗我们的一个方法。
People that stand in front of you,
站在你前面的人
or books that you read by people,
或者别人他们写的书
there's only one thing that you must do. You must find out, are they speaking the truth?
你需要做一件事情，说他们讲的是不是真理。
That's how Satan starts to deceive people.
撒旦就是用这个方式来开始欺骗我们。
And when through gifted men like this, they persuade others, they deceive them away from the faith.
他们借用有才能的人来欺骗我们众圣徒。
And then they're no longer able to listen to the Spirit of God.
然后他们已经没办法听那个神圣灵所说的话。
And they abandon the faith.
然后他离去正道。
I don't want to see this happen to any of you here.
我不想这件事情在你们身上发生。
And that's why I preach this message.
所以我要讲这个信息。
Now, there are two things I want you to learn from this.
我想你们学习两件事情。
The first thing is, deception is only overcome by truth.
第一点就是谎言只能用真理来克服。
Only as you know the truth can you ward away and protect yourself against deception.
你们只有认识真理才能够抵挡那个欺骗。
And in order to know the truth, you need to know the word.
要知道真理的话，你必须知道神的话。
Many times people become deceived because they don't know what the scripture really teaches.
很多时候人被欺骗是因为他们不知道圣经所教导的是什么。
People have not bothered to find out what the Bible have to say about a subject.
他们不想费力去了解圣经所说的。
They say so and so said this, so it must be okay.
他们说某某人这么说，那一定是可以的。
But that doesn't matter what people say. What does God say?
但是别人说的并不算数，神说的才算数。
And that's why I want to encourage you every day not to let a day go by when you don't say, I want to find out what God is teaching in His Word.
So, 我想鼓励大家每一天都在圣经里面学习神要告诉你的话。
We need to make a new commitment.
我们要做一个新的委身。
That we will give time.To know and study and read the Word of God.
我们要安排时间来知道、来读神的话。
And the second thing.
第二点。
We must take care of our conscience.
我们要照顾我们的良心。
And so we need to make sure that there is no secret sin that is hidden in the recesses of our heart.
所以我们要确定说，我们心深处没有秘密的罪。
Because once we hide sin in here,
当我们把那个罪藏在我们的心里面，
Satan can get a foothold in our lives.
撒旦，我们等于说给撒旦留一个地步。
And that's why the wonderful truth today is, no matter what we have done, once we confess it to God,
所以这个奇妙的真理就是说，不管我们犯了什么罪，我们只要向神承认。
When we confess it, He will forgive us our sin.And cleanse us from our unrighteousness.
当我们承认向神承认我们的罪，他必须洗净我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If there's any sin in your life today,
如果你生命当中有罪的话
，confess it.
向神承认。
And ask God again to restore that conscience that might have been seared.
求神恢复你。那可能被热铁烙的那个。
So that when the day of trial and temptation comes,
所以当试探来的时候
，you will not be deceived,
你不会被欺骗
，and you will not abandon your faith,
你不会离弃真道。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。